The idea is the following. When you test a circuit breaker, you put on voltage and current. And normally from the same source, high power generator, give that. Now, you cannot always do that because of lack of power. You don't have that big high power generator.
Yeah.
So the idea of synthetic testing is to split up. You put on current from one source and voltage from another source. Then you can operate with a current source of very low voltage and a high voltage source of very low current.
I see.
So that the power of each of these sources are much reduced.
Right, right.
That's the idea.
And you could nevertheless learn the behavior under high voltage, high current.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What I did was mainly a theoretic study of this, because before, that was during the 40s, the 30s, 40s, there were wild ideas of what multiplication factor you can get here. I did a theoretic study of that and showed, first of all, that the multiplication factor was 1. if you should be very, very, very close to it. Well, anyhow, you can always do with some deviation from the 100%. And what I try to calculate how much you could deviate from the correct value of current and voltages. And I found that you could do some. Say, in multiplication, you could test circuit breakers with breaking capacity of, say, 5 times that of the laboratory, roughly speaking. Depends a little upon the design of the circuit breakers and so on. So that was my thesis.